Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Kingdom of God Ministries. We're so glad that you could join us today. Tonight we will be teaching on mind control. And I want to propose a question to you. Are you being controlled? Whether it's by your own desires or just things in general. To a certain degree, we're all controlled. But we want to just kind of bring some things out tonight. And hopefully, after the broadcast, you'll be able to determine, are you being controlled? Just take a listen to this brief introduction. And I'll be with you shortly.
Let me give you one piece of advice. Be honest. He knows more than you can imagine.
At last. Welcome to you. As you no doubt have guessed, I am Morpheus.
It's an honor to meet you.
No. The honor is mine. Please, come, sit. I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole.
Say that.
I can see it in your eyes. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth. Do you believe in fate, Neil?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life.
I know exactly what you mean. Tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Matrix.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Amen. So I hope you were able to hear it. And I want to give you a call-in number. We're just so happy that you could join us tonight. The call-in number, if you would like to call in, is 646-668-8633. I'll say it again. It's 646-668-8643. And one thing we're not trying to convey to you is some kind of government conspiracy. Because as you know, we've all been programmed to a certain degree. We here at Kingdom of God Ministry is trying to bring some knowledge as to how programmed you really are, and you don't really know it. Amen? We have scriptures. We're going to be coming from the positive way scriptures and then the negative approach to mind control. And the title mind control is not meant to convey some kind of hypnotic trance or communist brainwashing. What it is to do is the responsibility of all growing Christians to control their thinking. You remember where they said thinking? This is what the Bible is telling us to also, because we need to be led more so by the Spirit and not so much of the world. The Bible indicates that our thoughts, our lives, and are extremely important and a vital aspect of being a Christian. So if you're thinking corruption all day long, guess what's going to come out of you? Corruption. That's why the things that are pure, just, he said, think on these things. What we are is determined largely by what and how we think. Talking about mind control. And let's look at Proverbs 23:7. It says, as a person thinks within himself, so is he. Scriptures not only give us the responsibility of mind control, it also gives us some definite guidelines to follow in order to have a thought life that is controlled and pleasing to God. We shouldn't be controlled by what we see on TV. We shouldn't be controlled by what the music we listen to. But like I said earlier, if that is all you listen to 24/7 is secular music talking about sex and drugs, guess what? You're going to eventually start acting it out. What we need to do as a Christian, we have definite guidelines to follow in order to have a thought life that is controlled and pleasing to God. Let us look at a few biblical verses, write them down, jot them down, amen? And I want you to go back and reread them, because like I said, to a certain degree, we all have been caught up. That's why I played you the clip of The Matrix, talking about how we are really controlled and we don't even realize. He said, they want your mind. The enemy is telling you what he wants. He wants your mind where you can't please the thing. You can't be totally committed to the things of God. You're so caught up with the things of the world. Listen to this. In Romans, he said 12:2, we are exhorted to change perspectives. We are not to be conformed to this world, to the way the world thinks, to the way the world acts, to the way the world dresses. We can't be conformed. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have a thought or you don't have a mind, but you need to have your mind on God rather than on the things of the earth. And I do know people say, well, we live in a natural world, and you can be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. That is not what the Lord is talking about. He is not talking about you walking with your head in the cloud. We live day to day. We go to work. We come home. We go to church. We do things, pay bills just like everybody else. But we don't need, he said, you're in the world, but not of the world. Amen? So we can't be conformed to this world's way of thinking. But to be transformed, this is what Paul said, to God's way of thinking. He said, understand that the world is not just a label for trash or a list of taboos. The world is basically, listen to this, a system of values, which is contrary, listen, to biblical set values. You can't have one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom, because you'll be contrary to the things of God. He said, a man that's lukewarm, he'll spew you out of his mouth. Our thought patterns must be brought under the control of the divine value system, under the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, let him take total control of your mind. If you want to be controlled by some, be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Our thought patterns must be brought under the control of the divine system. For example, the world says that if you want to be great, wow, you hear this a lot, then go to the top. Go for it. Be number one. Be self-actualized. You see all kinds of commercials. There was one commercial about the Mercedes-Benz commercial, and the devil is dressed up, suited up, looking real nice, presented this guy. He said, in other words, if you want to drive the Mercedes-Benz and live on top of everything and have all the women you want, what he was telling them in the commercial is sell your soul. Now, I don't think a lot of people saw that. But the enemy will offer you whatever it takes to get your mind. That's why we call it soul, my soul, for mind control. We have to be very careful because he's cunning. Now he has put it all in the commercials, Illuminati commercials, and subconsciously you don't even know because you're just looking at that commercial, but really what they're doing is brainwashing your mind. They even got Taco Bell commercials back in the background. You got the Illuminati telling you, we want your mind. And this is what I'm saying. So the world says, if you want to be great, you want to be on the top, go for it. Be number one. But God says, this is what God says, that if you want to be truly great, you know what he said? Then serve one another. Matthew 20, 25, and 28. Are we conformed to the world system of values or transformed to God's set of values? Which one are you? Are you conformed to the world or are you conformed to God? Do we serve one another or manipulate one another? Oh, that'll preach. You see a lot of that going on in churches today. Manipulation. But they got it twisted like it's a godly thing, but really they're manipulating you. So mind control can even be in the church nowadays to get you to do what? Be like a puppet. Yeah, we should serve one another wholeheartedly in the things of God, but you shouldn't be controlled. God wants a free heart. God wants you to give freely. Whatever you do, your services, your tithe, he wants you to give freely. Not by manipulation or control, because control is as witchcraft, and we know that. He said, do we serve one another or manipulate one another? What is our real motive? Listen, for wanting a leadership position. Is it so people can look at me and I can be so high and I am just so frustrated with a lot of this Hollywood style preaching? You, the pastor, is up on the top and the servants, what you call, or you call them lay members, which is not even biblical, is around there serving you. You live in the big home, the big mansion, and the people that is serving you, which is supposed to be. He said, he that is greater, let him be your. You're supposed to be serving, but you have the people serving you, and it's out of order. We're supposed to, as servants, as leaders of God, we're supposed to be out there serving God's people. He said, what is your motive for wanting a leadership position? What is your motive for wanting wealth? What is your motive for being high and lifted up? What is your motive? We can see how easy it is for Christians now to operate on the basis of worldly standards rather than biblical standards, because everything you see is pushing self-actualization through the TV at your job. Nothing wrong with wanting a promotion, but what is the motive for getting a promotion? You may not have a problem with drinking or drugs, but we are still worldly if we are trying to be great by some means other than serving one another. This is just one example of what I want to bring out, which points you to how diverse the world value system is from God's value system. You see? And it just really frustrates me for the church to start adapting the ways of the world, and you bring in all these, I would call them witches and warlocks, and having themselves lifted up like they're some kind of self-actualized guru, and you bring them in the body of Christ. You know why? Because you're covetous of the money and the things that they have. So you're not really thinking about the sheep. You're not really thinking about how they're going to spread this damnation through the body. You're only thinking about how we can be lifted up so the world can look at us. Well, if you want the world to look at you, why don't you start lifting up the name of Jesus and stop lifting up yourself in pride? Amen? This is just another example which points, you know, like I said, how diverse the world system is from God's system. And you can look at other biblical values, such as in Matthew 6:32-33, Luke 6:38. You know, so many scriptures in the Bible talk about pride, self-exaltation. And we can see differently how they are different from the world system. Amen? Christians, as we grow constantly, we must evaluate our motives and our judgments and our persuasions, because Satan is the master. Listen, I just told you how he got all this propaganda. He's the master at deceiving the naive into thinking that the two value systems are not at all different. Don't he tell you that? When he induct you in the Illuminati, you know what? One of the things they tell you, you can worship any god you want, any deity. Because just because somebody says God, don't think it's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The devil is lifting himself up as God as well. So you are naive if you think everybody that mentions the name God is a Christian. By their fruits, you will know them. He said, come out from among them, be ye separate. If I hear one more person tell me I'm judging because your lifestyle is contrary to that of the cross, then, you know, it just infuriates me. So Romans 12:2 say, it also tells us the continuing renewing of our mind. It's the only way of our thinking to be transformed from conformity to the world's value system. Renewing our thinking involves a steady diet of feeding on the Word of God. The constant digestion of biblical standards will renew and control our minds, our thinking, and thus our actions. And like I said, if you're thinking on damnation and corruption all day long, guess what? Your actions are going to be the same. So, yeah, let's go back to the judging thing. If you 24/7 sitting up thinking on things that is not wholesome, guess what? Your actions going to play it out. That's why you got what you see on TV. That's why the sex, the drugs, the violence. Because the Lord said their heart was desperately wicked, continually doing evil. And if you're a child of God, you shouldn't be associated with a lot of this stuff that we see going on in the world. You know, when God changed your mind and your thinking, even your appetite should change. So where your appetite was in saturated with all kinds of lust and perversion when you was out in the world, when you become a child of God, your appetite should change. You should start desiring wholesome things, biblical things, being around the Christians, being around God's people. Okay, you say you're a Christian, then why wouldn't you want to be around God's people? Your thinking and thus your actions will no longer be conformed and controlled by the values of the world, but they will line up more and more with the values and the will of God. The more you read, the more you study, the more you pray, your values will line up with God's values. So you can't tell me that if you live in all you know how, reading the Word, studying the Holy Scriptures, that there's not going to be a transformation in your life. Now, if you haven't been transformed doing all that, then something is wrong. You may need to have some cast out of you. But this do work. Amen? That is the will of God, good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then we have another principle of mind control is to capture preoccupations. In 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, we see that we are to make every thought in obedience captive to Christ. Immoral thoughts, selfish thoughts, all these thoughts must be obedient captive to Christ. Immoral thoughts and selfish thoughts, we must bring them under control, just like enemy captives in time of war. And that's how we have to look at it. Thoughts that you're thinking that you know is not wholesome, you need to bring them under captivity through the cross. And notice that spiritual warfare is a context of this scripture. It is almost impossible for you to keep sinful thoughts from flirting through your mind, but we can prevent ourselves from being preoccupied with them. You see, we can think on the things that are wholesome and good, things of a good report. You cannot keep the birds from the air from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair. Think about that. You can also stop fantasizing. We can stop reading certain paperback books. What is that? 50 Shades of Lust? You know what I'm talking about. These are just some other tools to get some of these women so infatuated with that sinful nature, lust, and you put it in a book. We can stop watching the kind of movies that you know will pollute your mind. You know what they are. And maybe certain TV shows also. In short, you can prevent your mind from becoming preoccupied with thoughts that are not honoring to the Lord Jesus. You can do that. You can control a lot of what goes into your mind. And you can certainly control the preoccupations of your mind. You know, and we see a lot of times people say they're demon possessed and then they'll say they're demon possessed and say they're a Christian. Now, those two things don't go together to me because you can't be demon possessed and be a Christian. Now, you can be oppressed, but then you need to go to the elders of the church and let them lay hands on you and cast that off of you. But a Christian cannot be demon possessed. Because demon possession means that demon have total control over you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Total control. So if you're demon possessed, let's say hypothetically, and you go out and you kill somebody and you say that you are a Christian, you wasn't a Christian. Because demon possession means they had total control over you. So when something have total control over you, like I said, that means your mind has been totally turned over to them. And you can't even think for yourself. That demon has taken over you. So we need to prevent our minds from becoming preoccupied with thoughts that are not honoring to the Lord Jesus. Amen. You can control a lot of what goes into our minds, and we certainly can control the preoccupations of our minds. So let's not allow any harmful thoughts to take control of our thought life. A humble mind is also an important part of mind control. You know, it's the responsibility, it's your responsibility to check pride. That is one of the four more easily taken that we deal with in our mind. You can get lifted up in pride, arrogance. And we see it so much in the body of Christ. There shouldn't be any room for it. Amen. Philippians 2:2-4 say, gives you a definite guidelines. Go to Philippians 2:2-4. It gives you a guideline on how to obtain humility of the mind. We should never think of ourselves as better or greater than the person with whom you are dealing. Okay, hello, church. Hello, the pastors. Hello, these big time pastors. You can't even act humble. You say you are, but you already lifted up because you are all the way up on the podium when the people are sitting down looking at you like you all that. We should never think of ourselves as better than someone else. You shouldn't do that. Because he said, a proud look is of the devil. If you think yourself greater than the other person with whom you're dealing with, even if you're smarter or richer, older or nicer looking or more athletic, in fact, always consider the other guy as more important than yourself. That's how Jesus looked at him. Although we all created, God created all men equal. God still tells us in the scripture that the key to mind control in the area of pride is always to think of the other person as more important than me. Remember that these verses are addressed historically to all believers. And Christians in the church at Philippi were more gifted than others. And some were even carrying more of the workload than others. And some were even more spiritual than the others. But yet God's directive in that situation was for everyone to regard his fellow believer as more important than himself. Amen. We need to conquer some of this prejudice that is going on in our congregations, in our minds, prejudice towards others, in our program of mind control. They program you. I was looking at the Jim Crow laws, how they had created a sense of pride on the white side and the blacks. The blacks, we were oppressed, but the white was full of pride because they thought themselves better than other people. That's why they created the Jim Crow laws. They said separate but equal. Well, that's totally contrary to what the Bible says. God says we're all equal in his sight. So if you're walking around and you're thinking yourself to be greater than your brother or sister, then you are really walking in a form of rebellion against what God tells us to live as Christians. It's your responsibility, you know, to check yourself. Lord, am I walking in pride? Is this arrogant? Lord, should I... You even got so much control and witchcraft in the churches. It's just pathetic. And that's going to be a whole teaching on itself. You know, we have to gird our heart, gird our mind, peace of mind, heart through prayer and not through manipulative persuasion of others. Don't just try to manipulate people to give money to your church. Let God touch their heart. When we need something, we ask God to touch them. I'm not going to be sitting up here begging you and using all kinds of little schemes to use my control on you to give to my church. I'm going to pray to God, and God know who to touch to bless them, to bless us. Amen? And then it goes on and on. And Paul, and to the Philippians, he was saying that, you know, this is how we should live daily. Don't be so caught up with your soulish mind control. It's all about me, 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 me. This is the way the world thinks. And they're programming the church to think like that. That's why they say in the church, get all you can. It's mine, my lesson, my this, my that. It's mind control. And you need to break away from it. Break away from the mind control, church. The devil has crept in the church and is mind control. Amen? We all have weaknesses as well as strength, even you and I. But if you want to make a definite effort to think about the strength of a person and not focus on the negative, we will find that we are able to conquer our prejudices about our fellow believers. Start seeing the good in people. Stop using the mind control that people have handed down to you to think you're so much better than everybody. Mind control brings not only peace to your fellowship, but certain type of mind control can destroy your church. Because if you sit up in prejudice, and God sent a brother that may not look just like you, but he could be a blessing to your church, but you think of this brother as lower than yourself, then that's prejudice. And God said you shouldn't be part of it. Amen? So we need to control our things to think more on internal things, internal realities, more than this worldly realities. Amen? So let's spend some time with God. Let's begin to do some self-inventory. And don't be so caught up in what you see on TV. Everything you see on TV, I would say 90% of what you see on TV is not true. You know, some of the news reports and some of that, some of it is, but a lot of it is propaganda. So don't be so caught up. But I could tell you that Bible is true. And what you read in that Word of God is true. So start thinking on those things. Think on the things that are wholesome and of a good report. Start building up your brothers and sisters and cast down every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Don't sit up and think on the damnable stuff and things that's going to tear you down and make you feel unworthy and unloved, because those are just tactics of the enemy. Amen? Amen. So we want you to be blessed. We want you to just know that God is with you, and we're going to bring Pastor on, and he's going to talk a little bit more. He's going to go a little bit deeper into the mind control cover-up, the secrets of mind control, some things that they're using that you probably didn't even know they were using, mind control. But we're going to bring out as much as we can, and I know we have a 60-minute show, but I'll give the number out again if you want to call in. It's 646-668-8666. I'll give it again. It's 646-668-8633. If you need prayer, if you want deliverance, always feel free to call, because that's what we're here for. We're here for you. We're servants of the Most High God. We're here for you. We don't want you to serve us. We're here to serve you. And we want you to be blessed. This is why we take time out of our schedule, Kingdom of God Ministries. We're not getting paid to do this. But we want to be a blessing to you. We want to be a help to you. So whatever we need to do, we want you to be blessed. Amen.
Where are you?
Amen. We want to thank the Lord for what Evangelist Montgomery brought in reference to keeping your mind in Christ Jesus, and the subject of our broadcast or sold my soul for mind control. And we want to thank the Lord for everyone that's listening on tonight. The subject of the messenger's program is Sold My Soul for Mind Control. And we notice how Evangelist Montgomery brought out the scriptural aspects of the mind conditioning. We find out that in Christ Jesus, it's not so much of a matter of mind control as it is a matter of mind conditioning, conditioning your mind to the things of Christ and to what is good and what is righteous in reference to the things of God. And I'm so glad that that was brought out. Now, what I want to bring out at this time is somewhat of the difference between what the world considers as mind control and mind conditioning in reference to what Evangelist Montgomery just said in reference to mind conditioning or having your mind in line with the things of God and Christ and things of Scripture and things of righteousness. But when we go into the aspect of secularism or in the aspect of the world's concept of mind control, is a totally different thing. And that is where the believer has to be careful. Because if you fall into the aspect of the mind control or mind condition of the world, it can be very detrimental to you, body, soul, and spirit. I want to mention that to you. Body, soul, and spirit. Remember, the subject of our blog talk program tonight is Sold My Soul for Mind Control. You say, well, what do you mean by selling your soul for mind control? It's not like you go to the four corners of an intersection and you sell your soul to Satan like that. But what we're talking about is how you are caught up in that mindset, and before you know it, you're caught up in a mind control situation, and you're doing what someone else wants you to do rather than what you want to do. That is what mind control is. The idea of changing a person's mindset to program a person and that they will do, the body will react to that programming. The reason I'm speaking like that, you might wonder, well, how is all these various things going on in this country today? You have school shootings, okay? You have shootings at music concerts. You have church shootings. You have all these various acts of violence going on in this country, and you wonder why. Well, think about it for a minute. If someone can take control of your mind, did you hear what I said? Take control of your mind, you can be brainwashed into doing anything. Because as Evangelist Montgomery earlier said, possession is complete mind control. But it's mind control by a demonic entity, by a spirit entity, completely controlling your mind. And when that entity has complete control of your mind, guess what? They will also control your body. You see, do you understand what I'm saying? So many of these people that you see that are doing these violent crimes that you wonder how they did it and why they did it, something or someone is completely controlling their mind, and they're doing what somebody else wants them to do. Have you noticed the facial expression of all these various people who do these horrifying crimes? When you look at their face, when you look in their eyes, it's like they're not even there. Something has taken full control of their mind. And when they do these horrendous acts, then they come back to themselves and it's like, what? Who? How did I do that? Well, something or someone took complete control of their mind, and then after they take control of their minds and they do what they were controlled to do, then they leave them. They leave them to face the consequences of their actions that they were brainwashed to do. Now, as I said earlier, I want to thank God for what Evangelist Montgomery brought in reference to the condition of the mind in reference to the kingdom of God. One thing I would like to bring out was when God is dealing with your mind, or when Christ is dealing with your mind, the Holy Spirit is dealing with your mind, it's going to always equal to good. Why? Because God is good. You see? God is good. So God produces good. I repeat that again. Because there's a lot of evil going on in the world, but God does not produce evil. Neither can he be tempted of evil, because there is no evil in him whatsoever. All right? So in that statement, I'd like to get back to the subject, soul, my soul, for mind control, but I want to bring out various aspects of mind control, I'll say it again, in reference to this secular system. I'll say it again. In reference to this secular system or this worldly system. I'm going to go off into that because that is where we stand right now. Now, I'm going to get into this right here. It's a mind control cover-up, the secrets of mind control. Now, what I'm getting ready to give to you now is some of the things that have actually happened. They have actually happened and up in our government and different things like that, people are experimenting with mind control. And I see the mind control summary is based on astonishing excerpts from three landmark books, Bluebird by Colin Ross, medical doctor, Mind Controllers by Armin Victorian, and A Nation Betrayed by Carl Rutz. These authors provide hundreds of footnotes to support their thorough research. They research this stuff here, revealing information derived largely from 18,000 pages of declassified CIA mind control documents. See, they research this. 18,000 pages of declassified CIA mind control documents. Now, let me get into some other things. What is the agenda? What is the secret agenda of mind control? A declassified CIA document dated 7 January 1953 describes the creation of multiple personality in 19-year-old girls. These subjects have clearly demonstrated that they pass from a fully awake state to a deep hypnotic control state. This is the CIA, this is the government, by telephone, by receiving written matter, or by the use of code, signal, or words that control, and that control of those hypnotized can be passed from one individual to another without great difficulty. These are facts that I'm speaking of. Now, this is world mind control. This is secular mind control. And they have researched this, and they have practiced this, and they have experimented with this on people. Now, I said it has also been shown by experimentation with these girls that they can act as unwilling couriers in information purposes. So they don't even know what they're doing. They're doing it, but it's against their will, and that's how the enemy works. The enemy works against your will. I'll say it again. The enemy, the devil, foul spirits, wicked spirits, evil spirits work against your will. They want you to do things that you don't want to do. That's mind control. Where you'll just do something and you just do it. You just do it. You don't give a flip. You just do it. And then after you do it, say, huh? Why did I do that? Well, you may have been a subject of a subliminal mind control without even knowing it. But some of it is governmental, and then I'll get into some other things. All right? But let's go into this. I only have a little bit here, and I'm going to finish this here. So under the provisions of the NSA of 1947, CIA was established. The main areas investigated by the CIA was mind control. It was motivated by Soviet, Chinese, and North Korean use of mind control techniques. 1950, the name Bluebird, MK Ultra, officially began in 1953. Now, in 1973, it tipped off about forthcoming investigations. CIA Director Richard Helms ordered the destruction of any MK Ultra records. They destroyed the records of it. But they really didn't destroy the program. The Senate Intelligence Committee did find some records during this investigation in 1976. Senator Frank Church, led the congressional investigation of the CIA's unlawful actions. And said the agency was a rogue elephant operating above the law as it plotted assassinations, illegally spied on thousands of Americans and even drug citizens in its effort to develop new weapons for its covert arsenal. Now, in 1977, through the Freedom Information Act, 16,000 pages of mind control documents were found as part of the agent's financial history. And that's how the information had been pieced together. A CIA document dated in 54 describes an experiment on the creation of unsuspecting assassins. It's a particular woman who was then instructed of, she had a fear of firearms, that she would use every method at her disposal to awaken the lady. She was in a deep hypnotic sleep. And failing this, she would pick up a pistol and fire it at someone else. She was instructed that she would not hesitate to kill somebody. Carried out these suggestions, including firing the unloaded gun at someone else, after proper suggestions were made, both were awakened, expressed absolute denial that the foregoing sequence had happened. Now, this is an experiment that was actually done in 1954. They had the woman so brainwashed and so under mind control that she could shoot at another woman and then not even know that she did it. And when she was awakened out of that, she didn't know that she even touched the firearm. Huh? We talking about mind control? That's what we're talking about. You see the difference between the mind control of the world and what God is in reference to our mind? MK Ultra grew into a mammoth undertaking. Nature of the research included these specific problems. Can we create by post-hypnotic control an action contrary to an individual's basic moral principles? That's one question. Can we alter a person's personality? I'm talking about mind control, MK Ultra, the enemy's concept of mind control. Can we guarantee total amnesia under any and all conditions? This is an experiment. Could we seize a subject and in the space of an hour by post-hypnotic control have him crash an airplane? Wait, didn't we have some airplanes crashing to the towers? Interesting. Can we devise a system for making unwilling subjects into willing agents and then transfer that control to untrained agents in the field by use of codes or identifying signs? Sounds something like assassins, doesn't it? But nevertheless, I just wanted to bring that out a little bit. I have only a few moments, and I want to bring a few other things out here. But matter of fact, what I'm going to do, I'm going to get off of this MK Ultra stuff, which is somewhat ancient material, And I'm going to go into the things that are happening right now. There are 10 different mind control things that they do now, work through now. First is education, advertising, propaganda, predictive programming, sports, politics, religion, food, water, and air, drugs, military testing, electromagnetic spectrum, television, computer, and flicker rate, and nanobots. Now, in education, what they desire to do is create the ultimate fantasy to educate naturally impressionable children. Now, it says here they want to deliberately dumb down America, which lays bare the role of globalist foundations and shaping a future intended to produce servile drones lorded over by a fully educated, aware elite class. That's the education of the day. Advertising and propaganda, it says that the increasing consolidation of media has enabled the entire corporate structure to merge with government, which now utilizes the concept of propaganda placement. Media, print, movies, television, and cable news can now work seamlessly to integrate all message, which seems to have the ring of truth because it comes from so many sources simultaneously. When one becomes attuned to identifying the main message, one will see the imprinting everywhere, and this is not even to mention subliminal messaging. They're all working together. They're all working together, people. Predictive programming. Predictive programming is real. I would invite anyone to examine the range of documentation put together by Alan Watt and come to any other conclusion. Predictive programming has its origins in predominantly elitist Hollywood, where the big screen can offer a big vision of where society is headed. Have you noticed all of the destructive, world-destroying movies that they have out? Everything is coming to an end. The whole world is going to be destroyed. That's what they show in the movie. It's going to be completely destroyed. Look back at the movies and books which you thought were far-fetched science fiction. Take a close look at them. A look around at society today. Detailed breakdown of specific examples. Vigilante Citizen, a great resource that will probably make you look at entertainment in a completely different light. It says sports, politics, religion. Central theme is the same throughout. Divide and conquer. Techniques are simple. Short circuit the natural tendency of people to cooperate for their survival and teach them to form teams bent on domination and winning. Sports has always had a role as a key distraction that corrals tribal tendency into a non-important event, which in modern America has reached ridiculous proportions where protests will break out over a sports celebrity leaving their city. But essential human issues such as liberty are giggled away as inconsequential. Political discourse is strictly in a left-right paradigm of easily controlled opposition, while religion is the backdrop of nearly every war throughout history. In other words, they want to blame religion for all the trouble of the world. They want to blame God for the trouble of the world. This is this conditioning. This is this mind control. It's against God. It's anti-God. It's anti-Christ. Food, water, and air, additives, toxin, and other fuel poisons literally alter brain chemistry to create docility and apathy. Fluoride in drinking water has been proven to lower IQ. That's why they can control you. That's why they can take your mind. That's how they can control your mind. Drugs. Wow, now that's it. I mean, they're making new drugs for people these days. Drugs that are heard of to control your mind. Military testing. That's old right there. They've been dealing with soldiers forever, trying to control mind. Now they have a story highlighted, DARPA's plans to transcranial mind control helmets that'll keep you focused. Well, you can't disobey a direct order, with that mind control helmet on. So if they tell you to blow up some little children or blow up a church, that's what you do because that transcranial mind control helmet is on, and until you take it off, you're gone. Say electromagnetic spectrum. Look at this here. One researcher has been working with a God helmet to induce visions by altering the electromagnetic field of the brain. Our modern soup has a passively bathed by potentially mind-altering waves. That's what's going on today, people. While a wide range of possibilities such as cell phone towers is now available to the would-be mind controller for more direct intervention. Television, computer, flicker rate. It is all made easier by literally lulling you to sleep, making it a psychosocial weapon. Flicker rate tests show that alpha brain waves are altered, producing a type of hypnosis, which doesn't portend well for the latest revelation that lights can transmit coded internet data by flickering faster than the eye can see. Computers' flicker rate is less, but through video games, social networks, and a basic structure which overloads the brain with information, the rapid pace of modern communication induces an ADHD state. A study of video games revealed that extended play can result in lower blood flow to the brain, sapping emotional control. Furthermore, role-playing games of lifelike war and police state scenarios serve to desensitize a connection to reality. So one look at WikiLeaks video, Collateral Murder, should be familiar to anyone who has seen a game like Call of Duty. You see how they're messing with your mind and controlling you without you even realizing it. Then they got nanobots. What are that? What is that? It says, directly from science fiction horror, directly to the modern brain, the nanobots are on the way. It says direct brain modification already has been packaged. What is this? Chips? They want to put a chip in your body? How do you know that's not a nanobot that's going to deal with your mind and mess your neurons up? Packaged as neuroengineering, a Wired article from early 2009. Highlighted that direct brain manipulation via fiber optics is a bit messy, but once installed, it can make someone happy with the press of a button. Nanobots take the process of an automated level, rewind the brain molecule by molecule. Worse, these many droids can self-replicate, forcing to wonder how this genie would ever get back in the bottle once unleashed. Expected date of arrival, 2020. Amen. So we want to thank God for everything that has been presented at this particular time. We're getting ready to close out. Father God, we thank you for the word of God that has been ministered so far. Father God, we thank you for enlightening us on what you desire for us in our minds and in our bodies and our soul. We also want to thank you, Father God, for enlightening us to the things that are actually happening around us on a daily basis. Father God, we ask that you continue to protect our mind, body, soul, and spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, we're closing out at this particular time. We are also going to continue in this mind control because there's much more to be brought out, but we thank you for listening on tonight. We say that you all be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.